So over Easter, we spent a lot of time talking about numbers. And last Sunday's number was number one. And we talked about how that could be one Lord or one empty tomb. But what we talked about was one way to heaven. Remember? One way to heaven. And that one way was, do you remember?
Through God.
Through God. Believing. Can you say that? Believing?
Believing
in God. That's what it was. And this morning we're going to talk about believing. Because there are times when we say something, that we're going to do something, or maybe it's clean our room, and mom says, yeah, I'll see that. I'll believe that when I see it, huh? Anybody ever say, I'll believe that when I see it? Anybody ever say that to you? Or you say something and somebody says, prove it. Prove it. So I'm going to prove something to you that you're not going to believe today. I brought with me props. My props are two paper clips. Okay? Now, I am going to see how you can hook these paper clips together.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I can. There we go. See how you can hook those together? I am going to, believe it or not, I'm going to hook these two paper clips together without ever touching them. I'm going to hook them together, and I'm not even going to touch them with my hands or any other part of my body. Do you believe that?
Prove it.
No.
All right, here we go. I am going to use a $5 bill. Just because that's happened to be what Steve had. No more. Okay? And I'm going to fold my $5 bill three times. Okay? Now, I'm going to take one of my paper clips, and I'm going to paper clip the $5 bill. And I'm going to take the other one, and I'm going to paper clip that side of my $5 bill. Okay? Now, I am not touching the paper clips, am I? Nope. Watch this.
Ah!
There they are. Thank you very much. However, you had to see that to believe it, didn't you? Yeah. Well, last week we also talked about how a couple of disciples had to run to the tomb to see that Jesus was not there, didn't we? They had to see it for themselves. Later on, just a week later, actually, exactly a week from Easter, like today is, Jesus appeared to the disciples. And Thomas didn't believe that Jesus was alive because he hadn't seen him. But as soon as Jesus showed Thomas the nail holes in his hands and the sword hole in his side, Thomas said, "You are my Lord and my God."
I thought there were only
the hole in his feet. And Jesus said, "Thomas, because you saw, you believed. But blessed are those who will never see and believe anyway." And we are like that, aren't we?
I believe.
We don't have Jesus.
I never see him.
Never see him. But I know he's there. And Joni's songs went just perfect with his story this morning. The faith that we believe, even though we never see him. He's not standing right in front of us. He could be. He could be. He probably is. Right here with us. Always. But we don't see him physically like we see Sally. Or we see Marcus or Judy. But we know he's here, and we believe anyway. And because we believe, and because of what he did on the cross, and how he rose from the dead, we will see him in person one of these days. Yep. Yep, we will. So just like my paper clips, you had to see it to believe it. We don't have to see Jesus to believe that he did all that for us, just for us.
We just have to read the Word of God.
We do. You are right about that. Read the Word of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are blessed because of what you did for us and the fact that you will be with us every day of our lives to get us through everything that we have to do. And Lord, we know that you take care of us and you guide us, and that someday we will all be with you and see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen.